During his address to Parliament today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky commended Canada for its efforts in quelling the current Russian invasion. "Canada has always been steadfast in their support," Zelensky said. "You've been a reliable partner to Ukraine and Ukrainians, and I'm sure this will continue." More than once, Zelensky begged to have the airspace over Ukraine closed, citing a number of attacks on civilian infrastructure that include schools, hospitals, housing complexes, and memorial sites. "Please understand how important it is to close our airspace from Russian missiles and Russian aircraft," he said. "I hope you can increase your efforts and increase sanctions so they will not have a single dollar to fund their war effort." Prior to Zelensky's address to Parliament, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly announced that Canada is sanctioning another 15 Russian politicians and military leaders. There are now more than 780 individuals in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus on Canada's sanction list, and 203 entities, including banks. As he addressed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described the conflict as an illegal and unnecessary war. He confirmed that Canada will continue its support with military equipment and funds, and will be there to help rebuild once the conflict is over. "Volodymyr, in the years that I've known you, I've always thought of you as a champion for democracy. And now, democracies around the world are lucky to have you as our champion," Trudeau said. With files from the Canadian press.